This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the nation's highest court said it will reconsider whether the death penalty is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment when it's imposed for crimes committed by people under the age of 18. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
15 years ago, the Supreme Court drew the constitutional line for execution at age 16. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the fifth and deciding vote, declared that since every state that set a minimum age level had set it at least 16, there clearly was no national consensus against executing 16 and 17-year-olds. Today, though, only 21 of the 38 states that have the death penalty permit the execution of people convicted of crimes committed when they were younger than 18. And there have been several attempts to get the Supreme Court to revisit the issue. Most recently, a year ago, after the High Court banned executing the mentally retarded, four justices said that juvenile executions were similarly flawed. But without a clear fifth vote to decide the issue, the four did not press for reconsideration. Today, though, the justices announced that next fall they will indeed take a new look at the question. The decision to revisit the issue, however, does not come in a posture that's particularly favorable for those advocating abolition of the juvenile death penalty. The case comes from Missouri and involves a particularly brutal and senseless murder. The defendant, Christopher Simmons, was 17 when he broke into a Missouri woman's home, robbed her, then duct-taped her face, hog-tied her, put her in a van, and threw her off a bridge. When the case came to the Missouri Supreme Court, a 4-3 majority invalidated the state death penalty law for juveniles, concluding that it violated the federal Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Other state courts have invalidated the juvenile death penalty, but have always done it on state grounds, not federal constitutional grounds. Thus, prosecutors in appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court contended that the state court had exceeded its authority, and a majority of the justices may have voted to hear the case because they're inclined to agree. Just why the court decided to enter an issue it just a year ago said it would stay out of is unclear. Death penalty opponents contend that the juvenile death penalty is the Siamese twin of the death penalty for the mentally retarded, invalidated 2 years ago. States have increasingly voted to abolish both practices. But while a majority of the death penalty states had already banned capital punishment for the retarded when the Supreme Court invalidated the practice, a majority of the death penalty states, 21 out of 38, still permit capital punishment for crimes committed by those under the age of 18. And yet the numbers are somewhat misleading, as Ohio Northern University professor Victor Stribe points out.
Alabama has been sentencing juvenile offenders to death fairly regularly, has a large number, I think 13 on death row now. But the last time Alabama actually executed a juvenile was in 1961. Pennsylvania has a couple on death row. Last time Pennsylvania executed a juvenile was in 1916. So there are several like that. Same story with Arizona. Last time Arizona executed one was in 1934, even though it sentenced one just as recently as last June.
Indeed, only 15 states have any juvenile offenders on death row, and only 7 states have executed juvenile offenders since the 1970s, with Texas accounting for 2/3 of the executions. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.